Good morning, boys and girls.
Do you guys ever worry? I think pretty much everybody worries all over the world. So today I'm going to share something with you that Sandra let me borrow, and they're called worry dolls. But before I show you these little dolls, I want to show you this picture of these beautiful children from Mexico. These children, can you see them? They live in an orphanage, which means they have no mom and dad because their mom and dad probably died, or their mom and dad may not have enough money to take care of them. So they live in an orphanage and they grow up there. And the lady in the picture, her name is Sister Michaela, and she helps them. Okay. Now, the tradition of these worry dolls comes from a superstitious Mayan story from a long time ago. And they believe that these little dolls were magic. And I wish I had the time to tell you the story, but I don't. Maybe another time. But these little dolls are very tiny. And they typically come from Guatemala or Mexico. And they believe these little dolls are magic. They're made with little sticks, bits of sticks. Can you see them? Aren't they tiny? They're made with little bits of stick and fabric and string, and they're made to look like the traditional dress of the Guatemalan and Mayan people. And they come with this little pouch, and they usually come with about 6 or 8 that comes in this pouch or a little box. But they come in a couple other sizes too. Now, I had a friend that went to Guatemala, and she brought this back for me. Now, I did not know that this was a worry doll until I did some research on Sandra's dolls. And there's one that's even a little bit bigger than this, but I don't have that to show you. And this is how they work. This is what the children believe, that the dolls are magic. And at night before they go to sleep, they take their little dolls out and they lay them out and they tell each little doll a trouble or a worry. Then they put them back in the little bag or back in the box they come in. And just like American children put a tooth under their pillow and sleep at night for the tooth fairy, well, the South American children put these little bags under their pillow with the little dolls in them, and they believe that the dolls are magic, and in the morning when they wake up, the little dolls have taken all their troubles and worries away at night. Now, this tradition is also going to other parts of the world. People in Africa now make these dolls, and China, and they're even coming to the U.S. When people counsel with little children, they use that same principle. They will give them a doll or maybe a stuffed animal, and they will tell them to tell the stuffed animal or doll all their worries. Now, I think that's good for children to talk about their troubles, and that may help them. But let me ask you, can this little doll take away all of my troubles and worries? Can it see? Can it talk? Are you sure? Talk. Can it talk to you? No, it can't talk, it can't breathe, it's just a doll. But who can we talk to and tell our troubles to?
Jesus.
That's right, and Jesus can take all of our troubles away. So I didn't bring you a doll to talk to, I brought you a little bookmark, and on it it has a little scripture of what Jesus says about worry. And I couldn't fit it all on here, so I just put one, and I put the text so that when you go home, you can, with your family, look up all those verses about worry and see what Jesus says about them. But this one says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." In other words, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't stress about it. Today, you got enough going on in your life. Now, I'm going to read one more to you, and this is very special, this verse to me, because this was the verse that God shared with me when I was worrying and stressing and praying about my husband becoming a Christian. And this is part of the verse, this verse is part of the ones that you'll read if you look them up. And it says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." So when we look to Jesus and we trust him, he will take all of our worries away. And like the birds of the air and the lilies in the field, he will take care of us too. Can you remember that? So I'm going to give each one of you a bookmark, not to mark a place in your book, but to put in your Bible so that when you get stressed and worried, what can you do?
Look at it.
That's right. You look at it and you can, okay, wait. Don't go anywhere yet. And you can pray about it and you can be encouraged. Okay, before you guys go pick up the offering, can we have prayer? And don't forget to get the offering and the overflow. Alan, you guys want one over there? What about your brother? Josie, can you get one, honey? Everybody got one? I know, it's coming. I have not forgotten him. Okay, let's pray. Okay, you ready? Dear Jesus, thank you so much that we can trust you no matter what goes on in our life. You can take care of our troubles, and you will just bless us. Help us to trust you and look to you always. Please bless these boys and girls, each one, with a special blessing of your love, and thank you for them, Father. In your name, amen, Jesus. Okay, you can go pick the offering.
Good morning. Our scripture reading today comes out of the book of Matthew. It is going to be Matthew 16:24, and it reads as follows. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
Would you please kneel with me as we pray? Dear Father in heaven, we are so grateful and thankful for the Sabbath day that you have given to us, that we can come together as a family and as the body of Christ, that we can worship you and honor you. I pray, Lord, that you will be with this service, that you will bless the pastor, that he will give us words from your throne. And Father, I pray a blessing on this congregation, that they will receive from you the message that you have for them. I pray for those who cannot be here today for one reason or another. I pray for those who are sick and suffering. I pray, Lord, that you will be with them and that you will bless them. And Lord, as we study and as we pray together and as we worship together, I pray for your Holy Spirit to fill this place, that we may be moved by the Holy Spirit to have a better understanding and a better knowledge of the will of God for us in our lives. I pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.